Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Back in April 2012, Myra Contreras began to feel uneasy after not hearing from her daughter for a couple of days. The two were very close. 31-year-old Arlette lived in the family home from time to time with her two young sons. Worried that something may have happened, Myra called her daughter. Although there was no answer, she soon received a text message from Arlette explaining she and the boys were busy having fun on a family trip. Relieved, Myra thought nothing of it, not until it was revealed the messages were not written by her daughter. Arlette Hernandez Contreras, who was born in 1980, moved to the United States from Mexico with her family in the early 2000s. Other than that, next to nothing is known about Arlette's life, her hopes, and her dreams. But according to her mother, Myra Contreras, everything changed when Arlette met a man named Cesar Limas in California through an office cleaning business. The relationship between the pair quickly got serious. There was reportedly even talk about marriage. But the pair's love story turned sour as soon as Arlette found out she was pregnant in early 2010. Although Arlette was very discreet and didn't share all her problems with Cesar with her family, it was clear everything wasn't all right when the young woman moved back to her mother's place during the pregnancy. After the birth of her son, Fernando, on December 14th, 2010, Arlette returned to Cesar's two-bedroom apartment in Orange, but the cycle repeated itself when 31-year-old Arlette became pregnant again just months later. Once again, the young mother packed her things and moved in with her mother. The pair's second son, Emmanuel, was born on January 24th, 2012. Myra later shared that Cesar didn't show up at the hospital when Arlette was in labor. Not the first time and not the second. Apparently, a manager for a commercial cleaning supply company, worked a lot, but he was also extremely cold with the children. Still, Arlette eventually returned to Cesar with their two young sons around March 2012, hoping things would get better and the four would live together as a family, but sadly, that was never going to happen. Sometime around April 2021, Cesar and Arlette were again having problems, and she and the children left the apartment in Orange. On April 12th, Arlette called both her mother and the police, saying that she had attempted to retrieve her belongings from Cesar's flat, but he was preventing her from doing so by changing the locks on the door and not letting her in. However, when officers responded to the call, they were unable to find any of Arlette's belongings inside the apartment. After an argument with her on-and-off boyfriend, Arlette took Fernando and Emmanuel and left. That was the last time anyone saw the three again. A couple of days later, Myra began to grow concerned that she had not heard from her daughter. All of the calls went unanswered, but she did receive a text message from Arlette explaining everything was fine and that she was on vacation with Cesar and the boys. A bit confused but satisfied with the reply, Myra went on with her days without worrying too much. It wasn't until the police showed up at her workplace in May Myra learned something was seriously wrong. While the strange message from Arlette claimed Shazer was on a trip with his family, he had still managed to suddenly empty his apartment in Orange on April 28th. Breaking the lease alone wasn't what raised suspicions, but an alarming discovery made by a cleaning crew. When the workers stepped into the apartment, they were greeted by a terrible smell and blood spatters on the walls and ceilings. As they noticed bleach stains on the carpet, the cleaning crew pulled it up and uncovered big pools of blood, big enough to suggest the person who had bled there was no longer alive. Fearing the worst, the police began searching for the family and were soon able to locate Shazer in an office industrial area near John Wayne Airport on May 3rd. But instead of agreeing to speak with authorities, Shazer sped away, causing a high-speed chase on a freeway that only ended after the police used a spike strip. After stopping his Nissan 350Z near the San Clemente Border Patrol checkpoint, Shazer sat in his car for half an hour before he was finally detained. There was no doubt in anyone's mind that this man knew what had happened to his girlfriend and two sons. But as Shazer refused to tell where his family was, the investigators continued their search by contacting neighboring counties. Soon, it was learned Arlette Hernandez Contreras was no longer missing. About a week before Shazer's arrest on April 25th, workers in an industrial area in La Puente discovered a badly decomposed body of a Hispanic woman in the gutter, covered by a tarp. An autopsy determined that the woman had been stabbed 48 times, suggesting a crime of passion. Some had been angry enough to keep stabbing, likely after the victim was already dead. Due to lack of identification, the woman lay for several days in the LA County morgue as a Jane Doe, before it was realized she matched the description of Arlette Hernandez Contreras. The fingerprints later confirmed the identity, and although the authorities now knew the horrifying fate of the young mother, they had still not found any signs of Fernando and Emmanuel. Before we continue this story, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Skillshare. Step into the vibrant world of Skillshare, where the journey of learning and creativity begins at your fingertips. Imagine the possibilities as you browse through thousands of online classes in photography, graphic design.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Design, writing, film, and editing, and more, all available to you from the comfort of your home. With Skillshare, you're not merely taking a course. You're embracing a community of curious minds and passionate souls eager to explore and grow together. Whether you're seeking to enhance your professional skills, discover a new hobby, or ignite your creative spark, Skillshare offers a haven for your aspirations. Experience the thrill of learning from industry leaders and seasoned professionals. Begin your adventure now at Skillshare.com and unlock a world of learning that awaits you. With Skillshare, every day is an opportunity to turn curiosity into achievement and passion into action. Just use the link in the description and sign up today. Now on part two of our story. Despite the fact that the boys were still missing, 31-year-old Shazer Lemus was charged with their murders in addition to the stabbing of his girlfriend. While Shazer refused to tell the police where he had taken Fernando and Emmanuel, the authorities had every reason to believe the boys had also been killed. The authorities continued searching for Fernando and Emmanuel, but all their efforts, including using cadaver-sniffing dogs at the Bray landfill, were in vain. Soon, days turned into weeks, weeks into months, and months to years, without the bodies of the two little boys ever being found. It took over a decade for the triple murder trial to finally start on November 14, 2022. During his opening statement, Shazer Lemus, defense attorney, acknowledged that his client is responsible for the stabbing of 31-year-old Arlette, but had nothing to do with the death of the pair's two sons. however, it became very clear that Shazer never wanted to be a father in the first place. According to the deputy district attorney, probably butchering his name, Mena Girgis, Sherez had allegedly said, quote, "I hate her. I wish she did not have those kids. And Arlette is ruining my life. I wish she was gone." During the trial, Shazer was described as a womanizer who routinely cheated on a woman in his life and lied about having children. Many of the arguments between the pair was caused by its infidelity and the fact that Arlette often showed up when Shazer was with other women to confront him. The defense attorney claimed that Arlette was increasingly disturbed and obsessed with Shazer and didn't accept he didn't want to be with her anymore. The defense also told the jury Arlette had allegedly threatened to hurt herself or her children and that she, quote, ultimately followed through with these threats and it resulted in her own death. In other words, Shazer claimed that he had stabbed Arlette 48 times after she had first killed Fernando and Emmanuel. But if that was the truth, why Shazer had not told the authorities where the bodies of the two boys were? In turn, the prosecution believed the murders were a result of an incredibly selfish man's attempt to be free of responsibilities, including from paying child support. According to the prosecution, Arlette and her sons were murdered sometime between April. On the fact that on the night of April 14th, Shazer called his other girlfriend saying he had injured his hand in a fight. He later checked into a hospital and received treatment using another person's name. Shazer's defense claimed the wound was a result of him grabbing a knife in Arlette's hand, while the prosecution believed he hurt himself while stabbing her 48 times. Disturbingly, the prosecution told the jury that Shazer most likely left Arlette's body on his apartment's balcony for 10 days before disposing of it at the known trash dumping site. The forensic evidence, including the blood, proved that Arlette died inside the flat, but the prosecution didn't mention what they believed happened to Fernando and Emmanuel. While his on and off girlfriend's body lay in the balcony closet, Shazer continued with his life as if nothing happened. During that time, Shazer was also seen getting rid of his children's clothing, a high chair, and strollers, in addition to moving furniture around in his apartment and hiring a friend to clean up bloody stains. And when Myra Contreras began calling her daughter's phone, it was Shazer who texted her back impersonating Arlette. Shazer had his girlfriend's phone with him at the time of his arrest. Finally, on April 24th, Shazer used a rental U-Haul to move at least Arlette's body, which was placed into a large chest, to the industrial area in Los Angeles County. Afterward, Shazer drove another 100 miles. GPS tracking showed he went up to the mountains. While it's possible that this is when Shazer disposed of the bodies of his two sons, who would be 10 and 11 years old today, remain missing. But despite the fact we do not know for sure what happened to the boys, it took the jury only 3 hours on December 14th, 2022, to find 42-year-old Shazer Fernando guilty of all three murders. 31-year-old Arlette Contreras, 16-month-old Fernando Lemus, and 3-month-old Emmanuel Lemus. The sentencing hearing was scheduled for February 3rd, 2023, where he received three life sentences. After 10 years of waiting, Arlette's family had finally received justice, but there will not be a real closure before Fernando and Emmanuel have been brought home. Fortunately, after a decade of silence, it is possible Shazer and Lemus will never reveal what he did to his son. And that is our episode of Murder Monday, but we'd like to also introduce a new segment to doing serial killer trivia. So this week's question, depending on how we do it, which serial killer of boys, young and men, tried to turn his victims into zombies by drilling holes in their heads while they were still alive and injecting hydrochloric acid or boiling water into their brains? Was it Ted Bundy, Dennis Rader, Jeffrey Dahmer, or Harold Shipman? Let us know in the comments section below. And good luck. And finally, before we go, don't forget to support the channel. Hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up if you like our channel. Comment below. Let us know your thoughts on this case. And of course, if you want to support the channel financially, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next
time. You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNN or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.